Good morning, we're continuing the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yutess, and we learned Siman Hey. It talks about making thick mixtures, and that we're talking about cases where a thick mixture is going to be mutter. So we pointed out the case in Siman Hey, where it's naturally going to mix together, would never be mutter, even there's no such hatter, even on the Tzarech, a Tinuk, or a Chela. But let's say, for example, a person has to feed the child some type of food, and the child will only eat it if it's mixed together with applesauce. Pureed fruit, something of that sort. So the mixture is going to be a thick mixture, and that's the only way the child will eat it. So a person wants to take their pureed carrots and mix it together with little pieces of meat and give it to the child. So in that situation, the without stirring it together, it will not mix. So the concern that we have in Siman Hey, that certain things naturally bind together, and therefore even Rashi Yehuda says that Lisha starts immediately, is not relevant over here. These things do not mix on their own in any significant way. And even they said for a long time, they will not actively become one mass. So the regular rules of Lisha apply. You put it in, and there is a certain amount of mixture which takes place. So it's not like the case of the mayonnaise where nothing happens in the first stage. Here something happens, but it's minimal. But only through stirring will it really, really mix together. So the Tzarech HaTinuk or a Chala, we can make this mixture relying on a rest of Yehuda that Lisha does not start till the second stage. Therefore, even though it's a thick mixture, it's going to be mutter using the shinui of the crisscross fashion to stir it. But does one have to change the order of the ingredients? So we could argue like this. Currently, rest of Yehuda, there's no malacha of Lisha on the first stage, so there's no need for a shinui. According to Rebbe, that there is a malacha of Lisha on the first stage, changing the order is not sufficient. It's a thick mixture, and changing the order is not sufficient. So according to Rebbe, if you're worried about Rebbe, you can't do this whole thing. According to Rashi Yehuda, it's not considered Lisha, so why should you have a need to change the order? But that being said, even if it's not considered Lisha deraisa, the first stage, but it's definitely something which Chazal answered, because it's a activity which is that has elements akin to Chilul Shabbos. It's like the first stage of a Lisha process. So Chazal answered it under the rules of Uvda Dechol. This is clearly not a Shabbos type of activity. It's a weekday type of activity. So therefore, one should preferably change the order as well to make it not an Uvda Dechol. So a person in that situation, a person would change the order of the ingredients. So let's say normally, the normal way would be to put the applesauce first and then add the minced meat. So that would be that situation, a person should change the order. If there's no established order, we go back to the change of the order of the Gemara. And that in times of Chazal, we nowadays many times normally put the water and then add the powder or whatever you're adding into the water. They put the powder first and the water second. So the shini would be putting the water first and the powder second. So that would be a case where the tzarech of the chala, tzarech of the tinuk, one would be allowed to make that mixture. Now, if the binding agent that they're using is something like thick mayonnaise, which we mentioned this argument, that no mixing at all takes place in the first stage. It just sits there, and will sit there, how long it sits there. All it will do is not mix at all. So there's no lisha taking place in the first stage at all. So that's not our case. The case over here is that there is some mixing taking place in the first stage, but not enough that it will really fully mix without stirring. The case of the Zarapishtan, that the Chayyadim talks about in Siman Hey is something which it will fully mix on its own without any stirring at all. The example, again, there might be stirring, which is just to make sure that the powder meets the water, but once they meet, the act of combining will take place on its own. That's the case in Siman Hey. The case we're talking about is where there will be some level of mixture. It's not, it will just sit there, be inert, and not do anything. But it's not enough that it will mix on its own. The person needs to stir it. So therefore, this goes into the general rule of the Malach of Lisha, where Mr. Bikuda says it only occurs at the second stage. Have a good day.